Once you understood the Logos and Rhema words approach, then another big barrier will be out of your way and you will be free to pray for the sick. Let's look at it. But do I not need first a Rhema word from God before I can pray for the sick? First of all, what is a Rhema word? Rhema in Greek literally means utterance. It is a word that signifies the action of utterance. In philosophy, it was used by both Plato and Aristotle to refer to propositions or sentences. In Christianity, it is used in reference to the concept of rhematos Christo, Jesus Christ's sayings. In modern times, many charismatic Christians have used the idea of the Rhema word of God as a way to express God speaking to them through the Holy Spirit. A few weeks ago, before I read my Bible, one evening I specifically prayed, "Lord, please speak to me very clearly and give me guidance." Without going into details, I was absolutely amazed what I read. God confirmed to me so clearly how to go on in a specific future plan what I believed God has already put it into my heart. This Logos word, which I read according to the modern charismatic understanding, has become a Rhema word to me. It was so obvious that God spoke to me, and of course it was outstanding. It was guidance for a specific situation. Does that now mean everything else I read in the Bible are just nice Logos words, but are not really for me? Not at all. If I read, for example, the next night in Ephesians 4, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you," we all know we don't need that to jump out at us like my first example did in order to obey it. The results of my Bible readings from both nights are the same. I did what the word said. Some people say, "Yes, but I need a special Rhema word, a special leading from the Holy Spirit to know if it is the will of God to pray for the sick." And others think they need a word from God if it is right to be prayed for. The answer to this is really simple. When you read a scripture, you are reading Logos. Matthew 7:24. "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock." In verse 26, "But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand." The word "sayings" in these verses is the Greek word "legei," which is a form of the word "logos." These words from Jesus' lips are Logos. The only difference between the wise man and the fool is that one did what he heard and one didn't. So there is absolutely no indication that any further leading by the Holy Spirit or revelation is necessary for one to be responsible to do what he has heard from the scripture. So even if you are one who believes the modern understanding of the word Rhema, it is still clear from the examples given that we are expected by Jesus to obey his words and be like the wise men. So basically, Jesus said the words, which, remember, was the original usage of the word Rhema, we need to obey them. It's because Jesus said it and he is our authority, we need to obey. So the conclusion is, you are always allowed to pray for the sick. God is not the one who stands in your way. We need to ask ourselves, do we wait for a Rhema word to praise the Lord or go to church, to pray or even read the Bible? Why do we separate it when it comes to preaching the gospel and healing the sick, which are both commands in the same verse? And if God really doesn't want you to do it, I'm sure he will let you know. So be totally free and don't let yourselves be under any wrong bondage. Thank you very much for watching. Our next question will be, but wasn't it just for the apostles to heal? See you soon.